Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is back with us now, and I think we're all getting really excited about events in Sydney.
We surely are, Mary. The countdown is well and truly on, isn't it? Days away now. And with that World Cup starting on Thursday, I just wanted to share with you a story about a young woman who gave up on her dream to play soccer at the highest level because the support and structures, they weren't there for her as a kid. Now, Laurie Ryan is from Ennis. She's a Clare Gaelic footballer, and she's actually now a player with Athlone Town in the League of Ireland. Soccer was always her number one passion, but when she hit her teens, she turned her back on the game to focus on Gaelic football because that's where she could see the pathway, that's where she could see herself competing at the highest level. But guess what? When she took on a new job in 2020 at the Technological University of Shannon at their Athlone campus, she got another shot at her original dream. Now, Laurie is the Athlone Town skipper, and last season she led her team to the FAI Cup final. Her big sliding doors moment came when the postman knocked on her door during COVID, and I'm going to let her take up the story from here.
I probably wasn't playing soccer for probably maybe 8 years. I wasn't playing at all, and one of my friends texted me. She said, I got in contact with a team in Athlone for you to try out if you want, and I said I'd try it, but she never mentioned it was the League of Ireland Athlone Town. I was still thinking about it, so I ordered boots and socks and shorts because I hadn't brought anything with me to Athlone when I moved up. And I had planned on not going at that point then because I was like too nervous. And a knock came on the door on a Saturday morning, and I didn't answer. I was only waking up, and then it knocked again, so I ran down to answer because I knew it must have been my boots. And the person at the door was like, are you Laurie Ryan, the footballer? And I was like, maybe. And he goes, are you going to Athlone training tonight? And I said, yeah. And he said, I'm the manager, I'll see you there. And it actually happened to be Tommy Hewitt. So Tommy was the manager, but also the postman. So yeah, it was a bit of a shock to have him. And what's worse is he only happened to be on the route that day. He never like would deliver posts to us regularly. So I suppose you could say everything does happen for a reason.
How much has the game changed, sport for women, since I guess the greater emphasis has been put on both promoting it, getting young girls to participate more, and also the coverage as well? Have you seen a difference?
Yeah, I think the media coverage of the league has grown from strength to strength. Even in the 3 years that I've been playing in it, I see a massive difference. And it can only progress the game. More girls will want to stay involved. You're setting role models for younger kids as well. Like, you see billboards of Katie McCabe and all those girls around the country, and people are looking up to those girls now, and it's great that they have that platform to be able to come out and actually perform then week on week with the backing of the country. And it's the same in the league as well. I think the media coverage has improved so much. If we keep bringing the standard on as players, then you're just hoping that everyone else will keep backing us and promoting it, and you just want to see that buy-in from people, which we're starting to see, which is great.
Yeah, that's Laurie Ryan there. Do you know what the lesson there is? Never stop dreaming.
Never give up.
Never give up, exactly. The Irish women take on Australia on Thursday morning. It's at 11 a.m. and it's live on RTÉ Television, The Player, and live coverage on 2FM on Game On. It's a great time really for all the kids out there to watch it. So make sure you sit them in front of the television or the radio on Thursday. The Shamrock Rovers men will be bidding to remain in the Champions League qualifiers tonight. They travel to Iceland. They face Breidablik. That's in the second leg of their first round tie. They trail 1-0 from the first leg, so they have it all to do, and they're going to be without two key players as well, Jack Byrne and Neil Ferrugia, out injured. The game gets underway at 8:15 Irish time. Wexford are on the lookout for a new hurling manager. Dara Ryan won't be extending his term with the county there. In cycling, Megan Armitage has been selected by her team Arkea Pro to ride in the Tour de France, which begins this weekend. Now, the race is run over 8 stages. The women's version of this event has been running for running as a variety of different formats since 1984, and Megan will actually become the first Irish woman to compete in the race. Last year, it was taken over by the same officials and organisers who run the men's race. So Megan is from Shinrone in Offaly, and we wish her every success. Ireland will have 6 golfers taking part in this year's Open Championship at Royal Liverpool this week. Rory McIlroy arrived at the venue yesterday following his success at the Scottish Open. He actually got there on Sunday night and then went to the course yesterday, Monday. He's back at the venue where he's enjoyed success before. And with news on Rory and all the rest of the Irish, here's Greg Allen.
The first practice day yesterday for the Open saw all six of the Irish in the field enjoy a mixture of sun and strong warm breezes, testing breezes they might have been, but it could be that they are the best conditions for the week because it's almost certain to be raining today and likewise possibly on and off for all four of the championship days from Thursday. Sunday's Scottish Open winner Rory McIlroy arrived for an afternoon practice round along with Shane Lowry and Paddy Carrington, but earlier in the day, quite significantly, Seamus Power played all 18 holes, and after pulling out of the Scottish Open in the first round with a hip injury last Thursday, the 18 holes he played yesterday went without incident in terms of his injury, and he declared himself fit for the week. McIlroy, after his heroics in North Berwick on Sunday, has taken the unusual but now recurring decision not to do a press conference before the Open. He did the same before the US Open, where he was runner-up, and he also did the same before the Scottish Open last week, which he won. There's a level of expectation about his prospects this week with that dramatic victory in Scotland on Sunday, also that strong performance in the US Open, which came up just one shot and just one play short of victory. And of course, it was here at Hoylake back in 2014 where he won the third of his four major championships, the 9-year anniversary of which coincides with Thursday's first round here.
Finally, there's racing this evening in Killarney, and the action there gets underway at 5:15, Audrey.